Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Wednesday and every weekday evening, the makers of White King granulated soap bring you the thrilling story of Chandu, the magician. But before our tale of magic and mystery resumes, may we say a word about the magic rule of three for washing dishes. If you believe, as many thousands of homemakers do, that nothing equals rich, thick, sudsy soap suds for washing dishes three times a day, remember these three things. First, you want a soap that makes plenty of rich, thick suds. White King is the soap for suds. Every tiny granule of soap goes to work making suds. And those White King suds stand up in water that feels comfortable to your hands. Second, you want a soap that washes dishes sparkling bright. When you follow a White King dishwashing with a hot water rinse, your dishes are left so very clean, so very bright, you can dry them in a jiffy. And third, you want a soap that is easy on your hands. Those gentle White King suds are wonderfully kind to pretty hands. For washing clothes or dishes, we know you'll love the soap we make. Yes, you'll love White King soap. On the train from Alexandria to Cairo, Frank Chandler and the Regents meet a young American, Jeff Burke, who tells them he is returning to Cairo to visit a newly discovered ruin near the pyramids. But Chandler suspects him of being a member of the East Indian organization Daku Kafai, the sinister Brothers of Jeopardy. By giving the countersign, the clock strikes five, Chandler convinces Burke that he too is a member, and Burke reveals that not only is Roxor himself in Cairo, but also that he has secret rooms in the native quarter. To Chandler's dismay, he recognizes Burke's description as that of the shop in the silk bazaar where, in a picture in the crystal, he had seen Robert Regent. Chandu, the magician.
Uncle Frank, why didn't you come into lunch?
I was busy. Now listen, we'll be in Cairo pretty soon, and Burke may be back here any minute.
What's with him anyway? You've been talking to him for over an hour.
He's involved with the Brothers of Jeopardy.
Huh?
And he thinks now that I am, too.
But Uncle Frank, he's so nice. How could he be?
Does he know where Robert is?
Apparently, he's never heard of Robert. But Dot, somehow between us all, we've got to keep Burke from meeting Roxor until...
Roxor?
Is he in Cairo?
Yes, he is. And what's more, Robert must know he's there.
You can't make me believe Robert would deliberately go to meet Roxor.
Heck no, Uncle Frank.
Why, Roxor almost killed him down in that Algerian ruin.
Well, there's no time to argue about it now. The only thing I can think of is that Robert's discovered he turned over those top-secret notes of his to one of Roxor's agents.
What?
Pierre Duval.
And went to Roxor to persuade him to give them back? He knows Roxor too well for that.
Well, you know he went there, Dot. We saw him in the crystal. I wired the consul from Bayonne to have Duval picked up, so the notes will be recovered. But Burke mustn't get to Roxor before I do.
Well, what can we do about that?
Well, Burke was very much concerned about something happening to you.
Me?
All of you. So play on that. Say you'd like to go sightseeing. I'm going to be too busy to go along. You know the kind of thing.
Leave it to us, Uncle Frank. We'll be clinging vines all over the place.
He'll sure think I'm a dope. Can't go out in the street without a bodyguard.
Oh, what do you care what he thinks, Bob?
Yes. You're the one who's been wringing your hands about Daddy going away somewhere.
Well, no wonder Robert was so evasive on the telephone that day. He knew what I'd say.
But Dad must be out of his mind. You'd think he's no... Oh, hi, Mr. Burke.
Hello. I thought I'd better get my suitcase. We're coming into Cairo.
Oh, I'm glad you came back, Jeff. I'm going to be busy this afternoon. You understand?
Certainly. I reckon I will be, too.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Burke.
Ma'am?
We were hoping to do some sightseeing this afternoon, and I thought we might impose on you to go along with us. We don't like to go into the bazaars alone.
Why, of course you don't. And it wouldn't be an imposition. It'd be a pleasure. But you
see,
I...
We might even go out to those mysterious ruins you were talking about, Mr. Burke. But I guess we won't get to go after all.
I'm mighty sorry, Miss Betty, but I have some business to tend to. Tomorrow, maybe I...
Look here, Jeff. Suppose I explain why you don't show up.
Hey, did you and Uncle Frank come to Cairo on the same kind of business?
It seems like it, Bob. Well, Mr. Chandler, do you think it'll be all right?
No, I'm sure it will. I can leave a message for you at your hotel later. Where will you be staying?
Shepherd's, I reckon.
Why, so are we. That's marvelous.
I'll tell you, Jeff. We'll all go to the hotel first and then decide what next.
I'll go up to my room while you look over your mail. Shall I, Mr. Chandler?
Why don't you? We'll meet you here on the lounge in a few minutes.
Very well, Mr. Chandler.
Oh, Frank, is that all the mail they forwarded from Paris? Nothing from Robert? Go back and ask again.
That's no use, Dot. This letter from Nodge is the only one they had.
Nodge will be surprised when she finds out we're right here in town, won't she?
She's not here, Betty.
How do you know?
Frank, did you ask if Robert's registered here?
Yes, Dot. And he isn't. This was written from Aden. Not in India by this time.
For Pete's sake. Did you know she was going to India? Did you, Mom?
Yes, Bob.
Was that what she came to tell you in Paris? Why didn't you tell us, Mother?
I thought I did, dear. Frank, what's the matter?
It's strange she'd think of our coming to Cairo.
How could she? We didn't even know it ourselves.
You mean she knew about it, Frank?
She didn't know exactly. But she writes that if we should be in Cairo, she hopes we'll stay at her home.
I wish we could.
Oh, so do I, Frank. Robert knows her. He might call her or go to see her. Let's do it.
Well, it would be a good idea in more than ways than one. At least we'd have privacy. And if we have to stay here any length of time, we'll need it.
I don't get it, Uncle Frank. Did Najee just have a hunch we'd be coming here, or what?
You might call it that, I suppose. Dot, you'll have to tell Burke we're going to stay at Najee's.
Oh, that's right. Well, I'll just say we're old friends. Hmm?
Well, as long as he doesn't get a chance to talk to Roxor, he'll believe it, I hope.
He's just getting out of the elevator.
I'll have the luggage taken to Najee's and meet you there by dinner time. Dot, you don't look much like a woman starting out on a sightseeing trip.
I'm sure I don't. For heaven's sake, if you do see Roxor, be careful, Frank.
Mother!
Oh, Mr. Burke. We're just ready.
Don't you all want to go up to your rooms first? I don't mind waiting.
No, our plans have changed. We'll tell you about it.
Oh? Mr. Chandler, you'll be sure to explain why I'm not with you. I'm supposed to check in this afternoon.
Don't worry, Jeff. I'll explain everything. And I'll see all of you later.
Beautiful lady.
Later, perhaps. It's a little early, don't you think?
Tired?
At least by my watch. Your clock up there is wrong, I think.
What is the time, Effendi?
The clock strikes 5.
Oh, yeah, Kuya.
The column. Where is Roxor?
You should know he is not here.
Because the green silk is not hanging beside the doorway.
And...
Sometimes when he does not wish to speak with anyone, he orders you to remove the silk. Our lamb.
But he is not in the inner room now.
I have come a long distance to see him.
He did not tell me when to hang the silk again. I do not know.
Tell me this. Has he had an American visitor today? A tall man with hair almost gray, a thin face.
Yakuya, white and thin with sickness and dark eyes with the look of a soldier who has seen too much killing.
That's the man. Is he in the inner room now?
No, Effendi.
Did he see Roxor?
I will not soon forget the face of Roxor when he saw him. Roxor is not a man easy to... What is your word? Surprise.
What happened? Did the American come out with Roxor?
Oh, no, Effendi. They talk long together. Roxor was most happy. He laughed as I have not heard him before.
Laughed?
The American must be a very amusing man. I wish to listen, but...
Wait. Did you hear anything that might tell me where the American went when he left here?
No, Yakuya. Is this American one of us?
No. I'm looking for him for another reason. Think.
I can only ask you if Roxor knows he is not of the Kuka 5.
Yes, he knows it. Why?
Roxor has sent him to the village.
Do you think that's possible?
The American would not be the first, as you know.
And you don't know when Roxor will be back.
Who am I to question him?
True. Well, then perhaps I'd better go to the village myself and speak to the American.
Oh, Kali, Kali, Yakuya!
But it's very important that I see him.
You speak of going to the village of the lost Malantom.
Well, you see...
You have so little in your life that you would do this.
Why not? I have no wife, no children.
Bismillah. But not one of the Dakukafai has offered for this.
Not even for the great Roxor? Not even to get important information from the Americans?
It would be useless, Yakuya. What would you do with this information if you receive it?
Why, bring it back to Roxor, of course.
Messiah, you have lied to me. You are not the Dakukafai. My knife will...
Put down your knife.
No, Viola.
You know I gave you the secret word.
No, the word, but you speak of the village as one who does not know.
Put down that knife. What is it I don't know?
No man who enters the village of the lost is ever seen again.
Before we say goodnight, we pause to suggest that you and every member of your family join us every weekday night to hear Chan Du, the magician. And we suggest that you try the soap we make, White King granulated soap. You will discover that there is no better soap for your washing machine than White King. White King makes plenty of good, rich, foaming soap suds. Long-lasting suds that do not fizzle out on you when your wash water cools down. And White King suds really roll the dirt right out of your clothes. You'll be so proud of your washing. The white things so very white. The colored things kept so fresh and bright. The washing time shortened so considerably, it saves you effort and saves wear on your clothes as well. So may we remind you, nothing washes like soap. And there is no soap like White King. You'll love White King. And when you buy a box, be sure to save the box top, won't you? Chan Du the Magician is produced and directed by Cyril Armbruster. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chan Du, the magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.